Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Yep, you got me. Back again. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on, get engaged, get involved. Call, don't call, write, don't write. Don't complain. That's all I got to say. Don't complain then. Yeah, and as I said before, 855-REAL-JOE. You know, there's a lot of news tidbits all over the place. And keeping up with them is just about impossible. You know, they're screaming at me, come take care of me. Come look at, listen. All right, MyPillow.com. I'm pushing it a lot because, you know, you're coming into the holiday seasons. They're not that far away. You got birthdays. You're going to have, you know, some summer stuff going on, end of summer stuff going on. So, you know, decide to give those loved ones, give them a tease gift, you know? And that kind of thing. So it's kind of like this. Make sure you guys have got a great time. He's cut prices like crazy. Probably going to update the line. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. But here's the deal. On the way out, you're not going to like the prices that are sitting there. But on the way out, use promo code Joe. You'll get 50, 60% off and sometimes 2 for 1. But you got to go there. You got to check it out first, right? Send me an email, Joe at therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, I haven't done some of these stories I haven't done for a long time. And I don't know if you guys realize this. For my Christian friends, I always tell you, pray for people. Make sure you pray for people, right? About 400. They've lost over 400 Baptist churches in the Ukraine. Now, they've been lost through the Russian invasion. The churches have been destroyed. Some of the people have been killed. But, you know, it's up to us. It's up to them to fight back. It's up to them to get involved and engaged so that they can rebuild those churches. I don't know. I don't have enough information to know. But just a mere fact, I want you to think about that. 400 churches gone. Right? 400 churches. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And it's you, come on. You know this. It's no way to win. Got to engage. All right. Lack of transparency, dismissive teachers, it's a breaking for parents. They've had it. They're done. Now, the school choice movement is growing rapidly amid ongoing discontent from parents who find themselves at odds with the public school officials over a lack of transparency. And so many other issues, not just these. The conservative think tank Heritage Foundation, they hosted a panel discussion at its headquarters. They featured co-founder of Moms for Liberty, Tiffany Justice, She's been a school choice advocate forever. Corey DeAngelis, another school choice advocate. The panelist spoke of empowering parents in education amid recent changes in the political landscape. It was accentuated by COVID-19 pandemic policies, the antics of prominent teachers' unions, ideological motivated teachers. Justice told the Christian Post that she believes many parents have recently developed a sense that school boards are not respecting their rights as parents, especially when they express concerns with teachers and administrators. Now, they said, wait a second, I thought we were partners in our children's education, and they were told, no. No, not at all. You're not welcome. You're not invited. Now, I will say that that's not true with every single school district. But it's true over the majority of them. Or for the majority of them, right? She said that I think that was a breaking point for a lot of parents. When they found out that they did not have control of their children, they cannot be involved in the day-to-day kind of educational process, they'd had it. Several states have moved towards more of a tax dollar, follow-the-student approach, which I think is great. Fine. That's the way it should be. In July, Arizona adopted the most robust, school choice program, where the funds do actually follow the child. Those families can receive over $6,500 a year for private school, homeschooling, micro schools, tutoring, any of that. Florida, Iowa, and Texas are also trending in that direction. DeAngelis, the executive director at Education Freedom Institute, he expressed his support for the work. He said some state legislators have been considering bans on polarizing classroom content, too. No, I think they should do. Look at, here's the thing, though. They got to enforce it. Right? We have a lot of these in place already. Who's enforcing them? Who's enforcing, when you think about some of the stuff they're talking about and dealing with? Somebody sent me a copy of a book it's been out for a while. And I think the book is called I Am Gay. And it's in the library, right, under information for children. For children. Nuts. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back.
When the river
starts. You know, I mean, some of these stories you guys are sending me during the break, and I just started to kind of go through.
Wow.
I just can't even imagine some of these issues. Right? I mean, seriously. All right, we're back at it again. New Jersey Teachers Union calls parents extremists. Yeah, they're running a new ad right now. And I kept telling you, you got to be this. The fight will not stop. Doesn't stop, right? Just because you've won a few battles. You know, I started before the break. Yeah, I got to freak you out a little bit. Before the break, I started to talk about a book called This Book is Gay by Juno Dawson. And recently, in a discussion I was having with a few people, and they thought, as a Christian, my objection was that, you know, the word gay. No, my objection was not the word gay. It had nothing to do with it. But when you read through the book, at first I thought it was a book on, young men who think they're gay, that's kind of guiding them through. Same thing with women. And when you read through this, some of the thing, let me put it this way. Let me see. Biological differences between gay and straight. Gay men and straight women have equally proportionate brain hemispheres. Gay women and straight men have slightly larger right hemispheres. Now, gay men have slightly longer and thicker winkies, as they put it. I don't want to go. Some of this I can't even clean it up. How's that? Anyway, finger length ratios may vary between lesbians and straight women. Right? They get combing the streets with a finger ruler. I'm amazed at some of this stuff. I cannot believe that we're actually talking about this stuff with our kids. Or practically, I shouldn't say that. They're talking about this stuff with our kids. Now, I don't care if this is junior high school, or grade school. Right? Oh, God. I can't, you know, I'm looking at this going, okay, earlier when I read this, I said, I can clean this up. But I can't here. Right? And when you read this, God bless. When you read this, you say to yourself, what was the reason for it? What was the need? Why did they feel that this had to be published this way? I have to ask. Even when you look at the chapters for the book. Right, the first chapter is Welcome to the Members Club. The name game. You can't mistake our biology. The fear. Haters gonna hate. How to come out. Where to meet people like you. I can't even do the next one. Nesting hats. A guide to recognize your gay saints. Building a bridge. The cheat sheet. Some of you just joined. The title of the book is This Book is Gay. Now, some people thought, when I talked about it earlier with someone, that my irritation is that it was a gay book. I said, I'd be offended if it was a straight book. There's no reason to have this kind of conversation in a book to leave a kid alone to read this. There's a guy laying in bed, obviously quite excited about what's going to happen next, but it is a gay book. All right, and yet, I love this. And yet, if it had said that, you know, here's daddy waiting for mommy to come to bed, I still would have been offended by it. There's no reason for it. It doesn't need to happen. That's not something they need to be talking about. Now, how about we get back to reading, writing, and arithmetic? Like I said earlier, we were 100 years. We've gone from teaching Latin and Greek, you know, in high school, to having to teach remedial English in college. Where is our mind at? Come on. Where is our mind at? God bless. 855 Real Joe. Look, I'm not an iPhone freak. I'm not even an iPhone fan. I have one. But I'm not a fan. Hope some of you caught. I know some of you are like a no-update people, period. And maybe they're telling the truth, maybe they're not. But you need to know that if there's an iPhone update that needs to be done like yesterday, apparently hackers found a hole in your iPhone software, iOS, that would allow them to actually go in and take data down without you even knowing it. This is why being attached to that big bad interweb thing, not good. You know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Where was I? See, I'm like a little kid. I get lost. I can't remember where I was at. Oh, here we go. So a New Jersey teacher's union calls parents extremists in a new ad that they're running. They say that some New Jersey schools are under siege. The Don't Say Gay bill introduced by New Jersey State Senator can't have that either. Although that's misnomer. That's a lie. Now, the COVID ignited increase in involvement of parents, and you had no choice in the matter, right? I wonder, did the teachers really think that they'd get this kind of backlash? No, honestly. The teachers really, I mean, did they really believe that what they were doing was so right, so true, that it would be stupid for parents to challenge them? I'm asking because I'm curious. Virtual education over-the-top mandate rules brought an influx of parents to school board meetings. The woke agenda, disturbing content, further fueled by parent engagement. School boards and teacher unions are not happy to have increased parental oversight. That is not totally true. As some of you know, I am a school board member. I want more parental involvement. I want parents to speak up. I want parents involved in their kids' education. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An ISIS terrorist will spend the rest of his life in prison for killing Americans. A British national known as the ISIS Beetle was given the sentence for the deaths of four Americans, including James Foley and Kayla Miller. On Tuesday, President Biden interrupted his summer vacation to return to the White House and celebrate the passage of a huge spending bill. After signing the bill, the president then headed by Marine One to his upscale lakeside home outside Wilmington, Delaware. This is the president's 49th trip to Delaware since becoming president last year. He's spent 150 days in Delaware since being inaugurated, which puts him ahead of his predecessors, including Donald Trump, who was frequently criticized for flying to his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Coach. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Roadshow, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Come on, ain't that hard? Talk about a new New Jersey ad that actually takes on parents. Think about that. An ad that beats on parents for wanting to be involved. I don't know if you guys heard the news, but what is it, Joey B? He's taking more vacations now than his predecessor. Remember, they used to pound on Donald Trump for all the trips down to Mar-a-Lago. And Joey B, you know, man of the people, he understands it. Going to one of his $4 million mansions. But he's a man of the people. It's amazing how, when they have money, nothing's said. When they're billionaires, nothing is a problem. Anyway, this whole COVID thing brought out so much of what the kids were being taught in school. And finally, parents got a look. And they didn't like it. They didn't like what they saw. They didn't like what they heard. Right? Now, you have all these mandates, over-the-top mandates, right? Virtual education. Parents are starting to pay attention and see what's going on. Representative Rashida Tlaib, she claimed that parents simply speaking at a school board meeting is white supremacy. I couldn't explain why that was, just decided that's what she's going to do. Chris Wray, the head of the FBI, he harassed the mother for speaking at a school board meeting. An FBI whistleblower revealed that the Attorney General Merrick Garland classified parents who spoke at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. It doesn't get any better, right? A New Jersey released ad, New Jersey Teachers Union attacks parents who dare to express concerns about school officials, people speaking out of school board meetings, all these things. New Jersey chapter of the National Education Association, NEAA, they shared an ad. In the ad, they said, we don't agree on anything in New Jersey, but we all agree that our kids deserve world-class education. So when extremists start attacking our schools, although they got among the worst education in the country. Education system, not... Right? People who only want to fight to score politics. So the parents have no real reason to do this, according to them. I wonder if I could get anything. Oh, yeah, okay. If I can get anything on this. Because you at least deserve to hear this, right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-556. Come on. Give me some sound here, will you?
We don't agree on everything in New Jersey, but we all agree that our kids deserve a world-class education. So when extremists start attacking our schools, that's not who we are. People who only want to fight to score political points should take that somewhere else.
Ew.
We don't agree on...
Did you hear that? Because you couldn't be fighting for any other reason. You're too dumb to know better. They're the experts. You should do what they say. Here, listen again.
On everything in New Jersey. But we all agree that our kids deserve a world-class education. So when extremists start attacking...
When extremists, right? Actually, what she means is when parents come forward to speak at board meetings against some of the things being taught to their kids...
Our schools, that's not who we are.
You're not those people teaching those things. You're not those people that are putting their kids in danger and in harm's way. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. Right? You know, simple. How does, let's do this. How does New Jersey rank in education? Because last time I checked, they were one of the districts, I think about 10 years ago we were looking at. Right? And when you look at everything, look at what's going on, they were ranked as one of the worst 10 years ago. Right? Now, what's really funny is that, again, it depends on where you go to find this out. Who's actually doing the survey? The last year they claimed that New Jersey was ranked number one, but they don't tell you by who. And it's done by New Jersey News. They get a B+ with a score of 87. Massachusetts, Florida, and Colorado were among the top five. Massachusetts, like I said, Florida. Massachusetts kids are graduating with 60% of them having to take remedial reading and math. How can they be? How was it the top five? Man, okay, so there's a story somebody needs to check out, right? No, really, think about it. You look at these states that require a lot of remedial math and reading when the kids leave, when they head into college. How can they rank as number one and number two? Now, the U.S. World News ranked them as number 12 out of 50. Year before that, number 19. So they're moving well. So I don't know. I look at this and I got to scratch my head and go, okay, where are you getting your numbers from? Why aren't they all the same? But anyway, that's a different story for a different day. But in California, I don't know how you rank any of the schools. You know why? You ready for this? You guys are going to freak out. We don't do tests. We don't do exit exams. We have no idea where kids stand when they graduate. None at all. And I would imagine it's the same for New Jersey and other schools, too. There is no way that without taking these tests, they know where these kids are at. And they're graduating with no knowledge of the country, no knowledge of history, no knowledge of government. No, actually, let me rephrase that. No real knowledge. How's that? DeSantis apparently beats out Biden. Florida unemployment hits a historic low. Private employment skyrockets. But DeSantis is bad. He's a governor. That's Newsom. He's a governor that needs to be replaced. As the whole country's been struggling through inflation, a fickle economy, Florida's doing well, and it seems to be on the road to bettering its economy. Its unemployment numbers dropped. Governor DeSantis on Friday announced that the state's unemployment rate has dropped to a historic 2.7%. And think about all the retired people he has. As employment has grown in Florida, July's unemployment rate was the lowest it's been since February 2020. Now, Florida's also seeing this low of unemployment. Right, three times since 1976 when the state began. Well, began recording unemployment, sorry. The private sector in particular saw a big growth in July. They grew by over 70,000 jobs. Now, this is, once again, a historic level for Florida. So, overall, Florida labor force grew in July. Floridians entered the work, the workforce. Jobs were created on a continual basis. July's employment data speaks for itself. Under Governor DeSantis' leadership, Florida's thriving. July is one of the best months Florida's seen. Now, DEO will continue to support the governor, which Department of Economic Opportunity. They'll continue to support the governor's strategic investments in Florida's residents. But while the Florida labor force's economy continues to flourish, it's in a stark contrast overall to employment and labor rates on the national level. Because in July, unemployment decreased slightly, but it's still at a high 3.5%. Number of unemployed Americans decreased, but still 5.7 million Americans are unemployed. Labor force participation rate is only 62%. Not good. The same thing we had under Obama, and people couldn't seem to get it. Your unemployment rate drops when people stop looking for jobs. It doesn't mean they found a job. It just means they stopped looking. They got frustrated. And Florida continues to outperform the nation because freedom first policies work. July's job numbers represent one of the largest months of job gains over the past generation. Now, Florida's rate has been the lowest for over 20 months now. I mean, countrywide. So when Joey B claims that his policies are working, and you see the problems we're having, and DeSantis' policies are 180 degrees from those. Yeah, somebody's lying. My money's on Joey B. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Film senior host, it's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. So the way you win, you're part of the solution. Oh, well, you know what? No, I can do this story. This is actually pretty easy for me to do. A woman... in court says she has no regrets after chopping off her boyfriend's penis after he tried to rape her 14-year-old daughter. That would be the least of his worries. God, why is he complaining? A woman cut off her boyfriend's penis after he tried raping her 14-year-old daughter. Now, the 36-year-old woman came home from work when she saw her living boyfriend assaulting her teen daughter. The mother grabbed a knife and it chopped off her boyfriend's stuff. Said she had no regrets. I'm telling you. I mean, for me, hey, not a problem. But it wouldn't stop there. Actually, it wouldn't have started there. And I would have grabbed a sharp knife. I would have used a dull butter knife. You know, it's my favorite line. The couple was living together for the past 2 years after she separated from her alcoholic husband. She went through the sequence of events. She said, I was working in the farm where the incident took place. She returned home in the nick of time and caught him red-handed. He even attacked me while he was trying to save my daughter. So I brought a knife from the kitchen, chopped off his private parts to teach him a lesson. I don't really care. Police said the 30-year-old accused has been booked. The guy's been booked for rape. And since the condition was critical, he will have to heal first before he goes to trial. I don't. What do you mean heal? What do you heal from? I don't even understand that one. Sorry, but yeah, I mean seriously. I mean, how many of you guys? I know what your mothers would do, but I mean, how many of you guys, if your daughter was being assaulted like that, would just go, hey, you know that's illegal. You should knock it off. I will tell you that it wouldn't stop there. Not for me. I'm sorry. Some of you may think less of me. God. Guys in the chat room. Only if he identifies as such. He's not a her by choice. Any of you remember the movie The World According to Garp? According to Garp? FBI agent pleads guilty to destroying evidence to frame pro-Trump political prisoners. Wow. I thought they didn't do stuff like that. 2 years later, U.S. District Judge Timothy Brooks, he sentenced Woods to serve 18 years in federal prison in addition to 3 years of supervised release, ordered Woods to pay $1.6 million in restitution. Now, this is a plea deal. Now, according to the court documents, former agent Robert Casario, he was charged with corrupt destruction of record in an official proceeding in connection to corruption trial to former state senator John Woods of Springdale. The plea deal was set out. He said, I erased the contents of the computer. I knew that the court had ordered that the computer be submitted for forensic examination. I did so with the intention of making the contents of the computer's hard drive unavailable. Why would he do that? What was on there? What was he afraid of? Right? He said, I knew the contents of the hard drive were relevant to an official proceeding. In United States versus Woods, I corruptly performed and had performed the erasures with intent to impair the integrity and availability of the computer's hard drive so that it could not be used in those proceedings. Just amazing, right? Now, John Woods, though, is still in jail. The guy that he framed, that he erased information on, that probably would have freed him, is still in jail. Why? Now, Woods obtained funds for a Christian school in Arkansas, and the government alleged that the donation to the school was a form of fraud because it was collected under false pretenses. That case against Woods was the Department of Justice's favorite trick, using the word fraud to apply to any financial transaction that they just don't like. Not that it's true fraud, just that they don't like it. Now, the court has known about the illegal destruction of evidence. Right? I mean, Woods appealed to the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals before the appellate judges and Obama appointee Jane Kelly. I mean, you get through this. It was denied, even though the appellate court knew that the FBI destroyed the relevant evidence. So why would you deny it? What are you afraid of? So, on November 30th, the lead FBI agent, Robert Cesario, he was ordered by the Assistant United States Attorney Aaron Genin to deliver this stuff to the court. I mean, it's a long story, and the corruption is just worse. And again, the person that he lied on is still in jail. Why is that? No, in all sincerity, why is that? That person shouldn't still be in jail. You get corruption. I mean, we've seen it over and over and over again where people have been let go. Or let out because there was a problem with the evidence. Well, you're not going to believe this one. It's buy a lottery ticket time. We finally found one honest, well, it might be one honest D.C. attorney. It's incredible. In her opening statement, this progressive Democrat public defender at a J6 trial said these words. They had every right to come together and object the certification of the election. I'm sure somebody was slamming their head against the table going, wait, what did she just say? Now, although some will say that Natasha Taylor Smith was just doing her job by defending her client, she is a rare exception to the rule. Many public defenders have completely neglected their clients on that day. Now, Taylor Smith had set the tone for the trial, revealed that her fighter instincts with her opening statement in defense of a January 6th prisoner, Kyle Fitzsimmons. Let me read you what she said. I wish we had more Republicans with this kind of guts. The 2020 presidential election was unlike any other in modern times. Regardless of what side of the aisle you stood on, there were intense thoughts and feelings about the way in which each state handled the process. For Mr. Simmons, the election results of his community came as no real shock to him. A Republican candidate for president had won 4 electoral college votes from Maine since 1988. But shortly after the election, Mr. Fitzsimmons started to hear about the irregularities across the country. And not just from your typical aluminum foil hat-wearing conspiracy theorists. He was hearing these stories from mainstream media, global elected officials, from state elected officials, from federal elected officials, and so on. And if the old adage says, where there's smoke, there's fire, then has any credence whatsoever? Mr. Fitzsimmons felt that though he was watching a towering inferno, and he watched intently as challenges and rallies were held across the country, and although he saw the results of each challenge fade away, he was still being pulled in the same mainstream individuals. And by the CEO of this nation at the time. The plan did not include the military, did not include violence or guns or weapons of any kind. All that needed to happen was for the state legislature to come together on January 6th to object to the certification, to come together on January 6th and object to the certification. They had every right to do so. And each of them had taken an oath to protect our Constitution. That included ensuring free and fair elections. It was their responsibility. If the congressman did that, if they found there to be irregularities, they would act. If they didn't, it would be over. Right? This is what our nation is built on. This is coming from a progressive left-wing Democrat. So when Fitzsimmons went to the rally in D.C. to support his effort, he drove down. He didn't drive down with weapons. Although prior to January 6th, he owned legal firearms and knives that were used in his employment. He also owned several serrated long blades that he used as a butcher. He didn't link up with any fringe groups or any anti-establishment types. He drove down. He visited the shrine to Pope John Paul II. And on the morning of January 6th, he got up early, walked over to the Ellipse, stood in line for almost an hour to wait to hear the speech the president was going to give. He stayed for the entire time the rally was on. He watched every speech. Yeah, there was some rhetoric, but the overreaching thing of that rally was that there was a legitimate and legal path for objection. I kind of think I'm going to have a heart attack. Eventually, he did find himself as part of the fray, and when he left the Capitol on January 6th, he was taken to an area hospital where he was bloodied, he had a concussion, received stitches. And Fitzsimmons, in the days followed, never bragged about his involvement. He never even advocated for further action. He just went to D.C. to watch the process. That was his sole purpose. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. You're going to need it. Head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. Be with us next week. God bless you.